This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Press the button for the microphone. Thomas Steve, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Seriously. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address. That's good, too. Want to make sure you give me your email address because we send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what you can buy, not buy, what shows are coming up, that kind of thing. We also, if you want to be informed, some of you got informed by text message today. If you want to be informed by text message, it's not that hard. All you got to do is text TRS to 55220. You want to write that down? Not while you're driving. 55 TRS to 55 222. That's TRS to 55222. And then what happens is you'll get an email. I mean, you'll get a text message letting you know the show starts in 5 minutes or a few minutes, what we're going to be talking about and that kind of stuff. And we've noticed that they haven't figured out how to block the text messages yet. So, whatever. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and I do appreciate the time that, you know, you're involved and you're engaged and getting other people involved and engaged. So, let's get to it. You know, Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break, but I love this stuff. All right? The Democrats hate the interweb. And the reason they hate it so much is because you can't hide stuff on there. Now, they're going to say you're playing with things and you're putting stuff up there that isn't quite true. But that's not true. Not even close. So, President Obama was in Brazil. And for some odd reason, he found, and I don't understand this, you're out of office, right? He found it necessary to lie about our laws, to put down America again, as he does on a regular basis. This is what I don't understand. Why are you in other countries, as you did when you were president, telling people how lousy we are? We're not lousy. And I'm so tired of the left talking about how bad we are compared to who? Or is it whom? I don't know. Whatever. Compared to who? Seriously. You mean those countries where you women can't go to school? You can't move when you want to move? Women can't drive? Women are like cattle? That's what they're treated like? And we're the bad ones? Where gays are thrown off of roofs and killed? I mean, we go through a whole list. I mean, I'm sorry, exactly, were we bad? What's wrong with us again? I'm missing something here. Now, because they can't sell it, and again, I don't know who they're selling this to, because you have got to really have been in a coma for the last 20 years. And for this country to be so terrible, why? Why is it that we have to shore up our borders? Why is it that they're trying to come here in tens and hundreds of thousands? They make no sense. Even to themselves, they can't make any sense. Anyway, so Obama's decided to go on a lying tour, starting in Brazil. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I've said this before, the most
And first, I am sorry. There was supposed to be no recording at the place, but somebody got a recording. It's a lousy one. But listen, just pay attention and listen. One of the worst days as president I had was the day there was a shooting at a school.
Where 20 small children were shot, as well as some teachers. And my daughters were a little bit older than these young children that had been shot, and I had to go.
So 20 children had been shot, plus some teachers. His daughters are a little older than they are, and he had to go comfort them.
And comfort the parents. And some of you may be aware of our gun laws in the United States don't make much sense.
Our gun laws in the United States don't make much sense. Okay, now he's going to tell you how they don't make sense, but since they do make sense, he has to lie about them. Anybody can buy any weapon anytime.
Why?
This guy just never stops. Now, I don't know what the cheers are for. I'm kind of confused. He says that the U.S. can buy guns, citizens can buy guns anywhere, anytime. And I don't know if they're cheering because they like that idea. Or they're cheering because he's bringing it to the surface or something. Or maybe they're cheering him because they know he's lying and they like liars. I don't know. They can buy a machine gun over the internet. I mean, really, his nose must be so long at this point in time that they're not going to be able to get him out of the auditorium. I'm surprised he can even turn his head around. You know if Kimberly's listening, right? She's like frothing at the mouth right now. Are there. How about you enforce the laws for once? Well, look, Kimberly, help me with this news on the break. Be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. This is stuff on my screen. Is that Mueller's team now, it looks like, may have deceptively edited a voicemail that they grabbed. This is going to be so ugly. This is going to be, and nobody on the left is going to believe it. Not a person. Thomas, so your host, you'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her in. I know she's chomping at the bit after that first segment. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of kick the week off, get it going, and talk about the Maronis in D.C. How you doing there?
Obama is a lying sack of donkey dung.
Well, Well, see. Yeah. Can you put a little bit more softly, maybe? No.
I didn't say anything that was not. I know you. Wouldn't pass by FCC rules.
I know. And I appreciate that very much. So, you know, you heard that whole thing. I heard him say it, and it was obvious that you couldn't, you know, it wasn't being recorded. It would have come up better somewhere else. But, man, I got to tell you something. There is no way. If he was president of these United States and he made those comments because he believed they were true, then he didn't have the mental capacity to be president. If he made those statements believing or knowing that he was lying, not really caring, then just shame on him. I have nothing. I don't even know where to go with that. Just shame on him, right?
He intentionally lies. I mean, he did that through his whole presidency. That's what leftists do. But you know the thing he said, talking about the kids at school? His daughters went to a school where they had armed guards who had semi-automatic rifles protecting his kids. So shut your pie hole, Obama. You want to make it so all the other kids in the rest of the country are left defenseless and helpless. And that's what all Democrats want to do. That's what these gun-free zones do. We protect bankers. We protect Congress. We protect courthouses with armed security. But not our most precious people in the whole country, our children?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I have to monitor my mouth.
No, but listen, you're right. They talk about how bad guns are. They talk about this, and they're kids, and you know we guard our money with guns, right? They guard themselves with guns. Nancy Pelosi.
Obama has armed security for the rest of his life, thanks to taxpayers.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe when he's, you know, at some point in time, he'll come around to the truth, and he'll tell his armed security to put their guns down because it makes him very uncomfortable or something like
that. No, he won't. Right? It's okay for people like him and that Michael Bloomberg and all those people to have armed security for their families, but they don't want the peons, the regular people who have to be their own armed security, to be able to do that and protect their own family and their own selves.
Yeah, I know.
That's how these people roll.
It's quite irritating because the truth is not in them. Listen, so he said that you can buy, now because you're the gun expert on the show, so apparently, and I've never been to this site, there must be a site out there because, you know, he said it, it's got to be true. Apparently there's a site out there where you can actually buy a machine gun online. Were you aware of that site? Because I haven't found it yet.
What? Wait, what? There is? I need to find it right now.
You can buy a machine gun, I don't know if you're aware of this, online over the internet.
So, I'm sure most normal people know he's completely lying. First of all, you can't buy any automatic fire rifles manufactured before after 1986, number one. Number two, they cost thousands of dollars, like minimal $10,000. Number three, you have to get a far more extensive background check than just a regular background check that you get when you go to buy a gun at a regular federally licensed firearm dealer, and it takes at least a year usually. So again, Obama is lying. You can't buy a gun from the internet. I can't go click on the internet right now and buy a gun and of any kind and have it sent to my home, because it has to go to a federally licensed firearm dealer where I then go pick it up and they perform a background check. And if I fail that background check, I don't get that gun.
Yeah, his comment, anybody can buy a firearm in these United States. Okay.
Well, of course, in Chicago they can, except for the law-abiding citizens, because law-abiding citizens have to give up their firstborn if they want to dare protect themselves.
Yeah. It's worse than that. I love the fact that they throw this stuff out there like it's gospel truth, and people buy it. Now, I don't know if you heard the clip, but there were people there applauding, but I couldn't figure out whether they were applauding for him. They were applauding for the fact that we can actually have guns in this country or not, you know? It was just amazing, right?
This was in Brazil, right?
Yeah, Brazil. There you go. Yeah.
They just, the president of Brazil just loosened up the gun control laws there so that people can actually purchase firearms so they can protect themselves, because crime isn't very good in Brazil. It's pretty bad. Obama is an idiot. He always has been, and he always will be.
Stop spreading that propaganda, lady. You know, come on. Brazil must be a really nice place, or Obama wouldn't have gone there. All right. any
firearm. You know
what?
Wait, I just want to say one thing. Wait, I just want to say one thing. The worst part is the left-wing loons out there actually believe the lies that they're being told by Democrats and the gun control crowd. They refuse to actually look up the facts and search out and verify what these nitwits are saying. They believe them, and as a result, they want to harm all law-abiding citizens, including their own kids, by leaving them defenseless. You had to get me going.
Yeah. Well, look, you're right. There's a truth there. You're right, okay? The fact of the matter is really simple. You know, when it comes to protecting themselves, when it comes to the laws, none of these laws pertain to them. I don't care if it's gun laws, health laws, whatever it is. It doesn't pertain to those legislators. They always find a reason or know better as to why it should be done a different way. But, I mean, the blatant lies that he said, you know, and again, we already know that left-wing media is not going to pick it up. They're not going to do anything with it. So that doesn't surprise me. Any firearm can be purchased. And it can be purchased at any time. I mean, think about it. Anybody can get a gun anytime they want, purchased anywhere they want. And I'm thinking to myself, really?
Yeah.
I haven't found that story. Do you know what that story is?
No. No, I don't. I always laugh when people on the left say you can buy all this insane stuff. And it's a piece of cake. I'm like, really? Where? Where? Tell me where.
Yeah.
You can buy, I'm good.
You can buy 100 round clips at the corner store, you know, magazines, go for
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah, and you can put that on a 22, and you can put it on any gun and turn it into a military-style assault rifle.
Right, and we have to ban bump stocks because they allow you to shoot faster. They can shoot They can shoot off more rounds than anything else. Like, I don't even own one, and I know that's not true. You know, because
it's not true.
I have two brain cells that actually work. Anyway, we're going to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. She's going nowhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Royal reception. President Trump and the First Lady in London. A busy first day during the state visit as the president meets with the Queen of England. At a lavish state dinner, Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves. President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
In other news, a deadly weekend in Chicago, 52 people shot, 10 of them killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"You know, I tell you this, the one thing that you can never measure, Ryan, is the amount of crime we prevent. You just can't measure that."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Wow, wow, wow. That sounds like there should be a lot of smoke in the room, you know, beads, the whole nine yards, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have got the wound-up Kimberly Marin on with me, and I always appreciate her time with me, and I love it even more when she's wound up over Oblamo the Liar. So, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're in another time zone, so you won't go to bed till it's time to get up in the morning. I'm going to get you wound up so much, huh?
No, you can't do that. I have to get up early.
So, no, it was, again, you're the gun expert, and I was just having so much fun. When I heard Obama giving his fake speech there in Brazil, I was thinking, my God, he's saying it with such a straight face. He's doing it in such a fashion where he sounds like he knows what the heck he's talking about. And as president, he we already went through this. He's either a major league liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
There's no other option. He is a liar. He lied throughout his whole presidency. He lied before his presidency when he was just a candidate. He's been lying his whole damn life. He is a liar. And the worst part is, it's easy to debunk his lies. I did it for 8 freaking years when he was president. And this one is the easiest. You can just go on the ATF website and see all the federal gun laws. And then any state you're interested in, you can see all their gun laws on their states, because we have thousands of gun laws in this country. So he's just flat, straight up lying. And, you know, I'm sure he already knows Democrats in America who believe him are stupid, and he treats them like they're stupid. But that's really insulting to people in other countries that he believes they are that stupid as well.
But you know what?
Is that enough here? He knows
him. They love him so much that you know that they're saying, well, he wouldn't lie to us. He loves us. He's a good guy. Why would he lie to us about this stuff? You know that's exactly what they're saying, right?
Why would he lie to you? Because he really hates you.
That was the title of my thing, is why does Obama hate America? Because, you know, again, he's in other countries to it. Do it here in one of our states. Go to Arizona. Go to you know, Texas. Come on. Let me see you pull this off in Texas. All right?
Right.
I mean, if there's a way to get a machine gun and mount it on the back of your pickup truck, those people will figure out how to do it legally. They ain't got them.
Yeah, I'd get a.
Right?
I'd be getting a Ma-Deuce. putting a Ma-Deuce on my Jeep.
It just never ends. Now, did you hear about all the hoopla in England with the president, and very unpresidential of him to start hitting that guy that that runs London in a. The one, you know, he says, hey, look, you know, we're just going to have to get used to high crime. We're going to have to get used to the way it is in the street. This is a new modern big city. Really? So the new modern big city is about as much trash as humanly possible in the streets. Mattresses all over the place. You know, people being stabbed. Yeah, that's the new big city we have to get used to. Are we serious?
Sorry.
Did you hear anything I said, or do I have to start all over again?
I didn't. All of a sudden, the screen just went blank, and I got disconnected. Sorry. Was not my fault.
All right. Okay. I don't know if I can do
it. I didn't touch anything this time.
I was so good at that, right? I mean, no, what I would... Did you hear me say that he should go to Texas and give that speech?
Yes, I heard that.
I think that would be great, you know, all that. But then I said, what about the mayor of London? Did you hear everything that went on in England over the last 16, 18 hours?
I didn't hear what he said, the mayor of England. I knew that he bashed Trump, and then Trump said something back, and everybody said, oh, my goodness, he shouldn't be doing that. Well, maybe the mayor should have shut his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, look at the guy's got one of the highest crime rates for a city his size. He's got mattresses and garbage in the street. Okay, he's got all kinds of, I mean, he's turned that into San Francisco East. And, you know, the only thing he can do is bash Trump. Does he have enough brain cells to rub together to even pull that off?
No. No, because he's a leftist. He's horrible. Yeah, London has gotten worse under this mayor, and he has the gall to even say anything. America's getting better. The place that you're running is getting worse, buddy. I think you might want to keep your trap shut. or at least just, he doesn't have to say anything, or he can say whatever. You know, he could just ignore it totally. But, of course, Trump was in London, so he can't really. But he doesn't have to be nasty or bash him.
Well,
that word nasty again.
It's Trump derangement, right? They just can't control themselves. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. They cannot control themselves.
No, they can't.
It's almost like a form of epilepsy, with all due respect to people who actually have epilepsy. I mean, they really just can't stop no matter what happens.
No, it's more like Tourette's syndrome.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Right? You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, because... oh, my God. You're right.
Well, I mean, no, I had a friend who had it, and it was kind of funny. He would say stuff to my brother's girlfriend's mother at the time, who was what exactly he said. But the point is, he couldn't control it, obviously, because it's a syndrome. And that's what these people are like. Only they don't have that. They can't control themselves because of their Trump derangement syndrome.
I hear you, and I don't get it. I don't know why he couldn't keep his mouth shut. If you think about it, again, with all the trouble he has, and you know, maybe he doesn't think he has any trouble. Maybe he thinks everything is just hunky dory there and okay and wonderful. You know, in the city, because he said a million times, this is just life in the big city. This is the new big city scenario. Get over it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, buddy.
But you know, wait a minute. But here's something else. I do this with Khan is his name, and the same thing with De Blasio, whatever his name is, and then
De Blasio.
If you say their names too much, they show up. I'm like,
no, I didn't say it right.
Oh, good. Okay, right. Then you get Gavin Newsom out of, you know.
Oh my God,
California.
The worst governor in the country.
He doesn't think so. He thinks he's God's gift to governance.
I know.
The tweet
that
he put out.
The guy is horrifying.
Oh, God bless
America. Oh, my God. He's absolutely horrifying. I will never live in California, mind you, so I would never be ruled by that.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to think of a word without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I would never be, under him. But he is just really bad. I mean, he thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Wow.
He really thinks he's great.
I know.
At least Moonbeam understood he had some issues.
Yeah. Well, when he was running, actually, after he got in, not when he was running. I mean, when you look at Jerry Brown as being one of the most conservative people in Sacramento. No, seriously. He was considered one of the most conservative people up there. And then you have Nuisance come in, and he says, I am not Jerry Brown. So don't look for me to do the same things he did. And he is signing anything they put up in his face, abortions for college kids. Now he's looking to do sex change operations from within the medical system here in California. Not only is he, I could go through the whole list. And then we've got these low IQ people talking about how we're the fifth largest. If California is so bad, why are we the fifth largest economy on the planet? We also have the
highest poverty rate.
Oh, I was going to go even further than that. We've got the third highest debt rate there is, right? We can't pay our bills, so they know it, but they won't bring that up.
Just take a look at the streets of San Francisco. How about Skid Row in L.A.? Good God.
Oh.
These people really are out of touch with reality. And these are the same people that want open borders and let the illegals come in. They're people, too. Meanwhile, their people are rotting and dying on the streets. It's disgusting.
And they don't talk about any of that. Look at Los Angeles City. You've got Los Angeles cops coming down with diseases they've never seen before.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Yeah, I hate to say anything, but guess what? This is not because of the unvaxxed American citizens.
Nope.
Okay?
Nope. This is because of the horrifying conditions in some of these places like Skid Row that the police have to deal with. They don't have a choice.
Yep.
They have to deal with it.
Yeah.
They should get, not combat pay, what's that, hazard pay, on top of their regular pay.
You gotta hold your emotions back now because we're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Nothing like a little Barry White to set things going. No, that's not Barry White. Average White then?
Ow.
I'll figure it out. You gotta love the horns, right? I'm John Matheny, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on before, because I know she's chomping at the bit, I can tell. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate
really?
Your time with me. What?
That was the Commodores.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, I'm losing it. I don't know. All right. You say so. I'll believe you.
I had to look it up, so I can't lie. I had to look it up.
Oh, so you cheated. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Anyway, let's just hit some of these issues because, I mean, these people are making me nuts. They are selling, we're coming into 2020. You heard all the wonderful candidates. They were up here in, not up here, but they were up in San Francisco, and they were their own people were booing them. I've got clips, but let me see if I can. I have to find them. But I have clips on the booing and everything else that went on up there, and it was hilarious. This is
Who was that?
Here, I'll give you the one.
Okay.
Hickenlooper. Okay. On socialism, and you got to love this because, these people they want total out-and-out socialism. And when you get a moderate Dem in there, they don't...
You're disturbed.
I don't know. What are you doing?
You're disturbed, yeah.
I don't know. I am disturbed. You don't have to tell anybody. But, you know, these people, it is amazing that they see socialism as their salvation. They don't even know what it does or doesn't do. They don't know what it's going to cost
them. No, they don't.
So take a listen. That's here we go.
Okay.
This is, let's do Hick and Looper, and then you can start yelling, okay?
Medicare for all may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you.
Let me be clear. If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer. I was reelected.
So, I'd like to congratulate Donald Trump now for his win in 2020. I really...
Right?
Thank you.
Wow.
What did they... Oh, there's a lot more. I got more clips, but what did they...
I heard some of it, but I didn't know who was speaking.
Oh, yeah. There's some really good stuff in here. You know, when they... There's comments about abortion and other things, and these people just truly, to a big degree, they want no rules for themselves, but us... They want to stick us in a corner. They want to make sure that we have rules that we have to live by. There's
yes.
some things we can and can't do. But they, however, should be able to get away with pretty much everything, right?
They want to get away with murder, that's for sure. But they don't want us to have free speech. They don't want us to be able to protect ourselves and our families. I mean, they don't want us to have our own private health insurance and make our own choices about our doctors. They don't want us... To be free people is basically what it is, because their idea of freedom is the collective, like the freaking Borg. And I'm not even exaggerating.
No,
that's how these people think and how they are.
Yep.
It's disturbing. And you know, I was thinking the other day, Joe, I'm like, I don't understand what the Democrats are thinking, because Donald Trump was elected against all odds. I mean... A reality TV star, for God's sakes, was elected against their girl, Hillary. You know, and no one thought that would happen. Hillary didn't run on extreme left-wing causes. She wasn't so, you know, it's not like she was conservative or anything, but she was an extreme left-wing. But these guys, they come out, and now it's extreme all the way to the left. It's like Obama... built the bridge to the extreme left, right? He catered that in. But they never were really that outright pushing it. And now it's all about gun control and infanticide and extreme late-term abortion free health care, socialized medicine. It's everything. They just went from... We're putting all this all in place. They did. They have put stuff in place all over time to... We just want to give it all to you. We want all of you to have it. This is what we want to push on you. But I don't understand why they would do that when Trump was elected. And part of the reason was because nobody liked what Obama did for 8 years. I don't get it.
Well, listen, we don't, and I keep saying this, we don't do what they do, okay? And they'll say we do, and I say prove it. Right? When we lost both times, what did we do? We went to work the next morning. We didn't smash windows. We didn't burn up police cars.
Right.
You know, some people said, okay, he's not my president. Well, they were just mad or whatever. They got over it, though, okay? I didn't want him to fail. Actually, I wanted him to do the right thing because I didn't want the country to fail.
Right.
But they don't think that way. The other thing is, you know, we've talked about this before, too. They think that we need to be reprogrammed. We need psychiatric care. That's how they see us. We don't see them that way. We just see them as nasty and evil at times. But
right.
you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different mindset. As if they truly, if they had the power, they would put us in a camp.
Yes, they would. It's because it truly is a mental disorder. Now, mind you, I really think the people, the puppets at the top, know it's not. They know that they're just trying to create chaos and they want to get power and they want to make this country a hellhole. But the people in between, they don't know any better and they truly are disturbed.
Yeah.
And then you have the people at the very bottom who just don't know any better. They really just don't know any better. They believe what these people tell them. They believe that it's going to work, even though they can see it doesn't anywhere.
They don't care. Come on. They just don't care.
And it's God, it's just so opposite of what our founding fathers fought for.
No kidding. So now we have the Chicago police, right? I don't know if you've kept up with the numbers this weekend. There were 54 people injured in the shooting, 10 of them killed.
Yes.
I am perplexed. You can't have a gun in Chicago.
Nope, pretty much you can't. Nope.
I mean, is this like, was this a Nerf gun war? Is this a water gun war? Did they drown?
It was just probably a nice weekend.
God. Yeah, this is seriously a nice weekend for them, right?
No, meaning it was nice out, so there's more murder. That's what happens.
All right.
Yeah, well, no, that's what I mean.
You know, it's...
No.
Go ahead.
Wait, Joe, okay, so you got to hear this one because this that you brought up Chicago. I had someone in a local group when I complained about our senator, who hopefully only lasts one term, voted for gun control. And someone said, we need to vote for common sense gun control because gun deaths are spiraling. So, of course... I'm in New Hampshire, one of the safest states in the country. So what do? I get the FBI reports from 2016 to 2017. In 2016, we had 16 total murders in the entire state of New Hampshire, not all with firearms. And in 2017, we had two less. We only had 14 in the entire state. Chicago beats us most weekends over one whole year.
Okay. And you said something? Did you say something?
I gave her the reports, and she shut up.
Most of the time they go running when you drop truth in it. They don't know what to do with themselves, right?
She did not know what to do with herself because I gave her the straight-up reports. Some other lefty said, we already are one of the safest states. I'm like, yes, and we need to stay that way.
Yeah, and it's not because we have less guns. You know, and don't you love the reports? They always put out these reports to show if states with the toughest gun laws are the safest. You go, really? How does that
work? That's so untrue.
Go ahead.
Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire are the safest, consistently the safest states in the country, and we have some of the least strict gun control laws. Go figure.
I don't know.
And then sometimes people will get into it. They'll be like, oh, but it's the basically some people in other places will admit, yeah, but the people, it's a different makeup. I'm like, oh, are you getting it now, grasshopper? it's humans, not the firearm.
All the wrong reasons. But when I grew up in Boston, you never knew who had a gun, so you just didn't do anything stupid.
Right. You're not going to take that chance. Criminals are cowards. They're not going to take the chance of getting hurt, stopped, or killed because they don't know if someone around them might have a gun to stop them.
That's right. Yep.
If they know that all the law-abiding citizens are disarmed, that's a free-for-all.
Oh, it's a walk-in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a free-for-all. I mean, look at England. They're trying to do knife buybacks because no one could have a gun, so criminals figured out, well, we can't really get guns either, so they'll just stab people.
So what happens when you go out for a steak? They put it in a blender?
They tried, believe me, they wanted to several years ago put a butcher knife ban in place. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You know, it's just like here in California where you can't have, now they have to ask you if you want a straw, because if they give you a straw and...
they're breaking the law.
Bingo. All right, we got to go. Tell people where they can find you.
GraniteGrock.com, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
I'm never in jail. We'll always get her out of jail if she ends up in there, because I see some of the stuff. Well, you might be in Facebook jail from time to time, because I've seen some of the stuff you put up there. I'm surprised.
I haven't been lately. I've been good.
No, you're sliding by or something. Maybe the team that was watching you is now on vacation. Anyhow.
I blocked them all.
Chelsea O joins us for the next hour. We've got our Millennial Hour. I told you we're going to start doing Millennial Mondays because I have no clue about this stuff. So stop asking me about millennials, all right? We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host.